Well, hello, this is Brother Thurman again with the ABCs of Christian Growth, and today we will be continuing in our study number 4, the letter D, with the subject of daily walking with our Lord. I hope that you've been blessed, and I know you have if you know the Lord Jesus Christ. He blesses us whether or not we deserve it or not, doesn't he? I know the Lord's been very kind to me in my life. And I'm very appreciative to him. I'm devoted to him, and I love him, and I don't want to let him down in any way, and I know you mean the same. So let's go ahead and recap a little bit in our study here and on daily walk. And what we talked about as far as daily walking was the vital requirements of a good daily walk, and we decided that that walking with the Lord is kind of a circular, a closed circuit that has to be completed between us and the Lord, which involved the Lord talking with us, which is through the Word of God, where it says in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 and John 6:63 that we had read. And then also, of course, us talking with the Lord through prayer. And that's in Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 17. Now, the Bible said that because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art poor and wretched and miserable and blind and naked. That thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. And one thing that we talked about was that we needed to realize that we need the Lord. And that the Lord is not bettered in any way. Now, don't get me wrong. The Lord is pleased whenever we choose to love Him and choose to serve Him, and choose to do what this thing is all about, and that is our salvation. And I'm not talking about works as far as salvation. We're already saved if we've believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm talking about the salvation of our daily walk, the second part of salvation. Remember back whenever we talked about the letter A, the assurance of salvation, and the second tense of salvation, the power of sin? Well, our daily walk has to do with dealing with the power of sin also, and that's overcoming sin daily. And whether you like it or not, as long as you're in the flesh and the Lord Jesus Christ hasn't come back yet and changed our vile body like unto His glorious body, and changed our mind and our thinking, we are still evil. We still have the flesh, and the flesh is wicked, and there's no good thing in the flesh, and it can't think anything good, doesn't want to think anything good, doesn't want to do anything good, and doesn't want to do anything for the Lord. It's evil. The Lord Jesus Christ said that. So we have to fight and overcome that every day, and we have to crucify this flesh daily, the Bible says. Now, this has to do greatly with our daily walk. And the most part of our daily walk, the Bible, the Lord Jesus Christ said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And the most part of our daily walk involves not wanting to, striving to make ourselves to want to serve the Lord, but striving to make ourselves to hate sin. Ye that love the Lord hate evil, the Bible says. And daily walk is involved on both sides of that coin, see. Not only loving the Lord, but also hating evil. There's one thing to love the Lord and also like the evil. That's a battle in itself, isn't it? But nevertheless, it's true. Okay, and the Bible says it's true. So what we want to do in our daily walk is, like we was talking about, is to, if you're going to walk with the Lord, you're going to walk with Him on purpose. This is how come a lot of Christians, it happens, and it's no secret, and it can happen to any of us. That's why it's so important for a Christian to be devoted. And see, this is one thing that the Lord is so smart about, is that if you're going to serve the Lord, you're going to serve Him on purpose. You're not going to be devoted to the Lord and your allegiance to the Lord by accident. It ain't going to happen. And it's kind of like when you say that you I do, and you're going to marry your wife and or your husband, and you're going to be devoted to them, and you're going to love them through thick and thin and through good and bad and all this stuff. That's a on-purpose kind of thing, ain't it? It sure is. And this walk with the Lord is a marriage. We're going to be married to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are part of His flesh and bone, and we have been joined together with Him. And if we're going to walk with Him, we're going to walk with Him on purpose. And Bible study and prayer are two things that you have to do on purpose. They're not something that you're going to do accidentally. Now, granted, when the more you do them, the more you love them, and the more you enjoy it, and the more fruit you bear out of it, and the more gracious it becomes to you. But also, the more the enemy fights, the more devoted you are, the more let me just put it this way: the more soldiers the enemy assigns on you. This is a battle. It's not a playground. It's a battlefield. And when we start being devoted to the Lord, that's another thing that's included in our daily walk, is that the enemy is going to increase the resistance against us to stop us from doing it. We have these enemies, you see, and they're real. Okay, so let's talk about something, another category today. When should I walk with the Lord? When should I walk with the Lord? Well, the answer to that, and you've probably already answered it in your heart, is constantly. We should constantly walk with the Lord, because it's miserable. Number one, it's miserable not to walk with the Lord. And number two, what a miserable thing to try to be, you can't try to be a Christian. Once you're a Christian, you're always a Christian. But, what a miserable life to live being a Christian and not being in fellowship and walking with the Lord. That's a miserable life to live. And, the Bible says in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do." Now, there's the action part of it, the daily walk part of it. "That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." You see, Joshua understood that it was through God's Word that that when you put God's Word into your mind and you meditate on it day and night, that it causes you to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord, and you make your decisions and everything that has to do with living life is going to come out and is going to be prosperous and have good success. Okay, now I'm not preaching the gospel where you get lots of money if you love God. That's not what I'm talking about. Because there's a lot of suffering in Christianity, and there's a lot of persecution in Christianity, and we all know that. Anybody that's served the Lord sincerely understands that Jesus said, "They hated me, they're going to hate you," and that's true. But nevertheless, when we're just talking about Christians and talking about us and talking about living the life of a daily walk for our Lord, we're talking about that we should be devoted and understand that God's word is the lifeline for our Christianity and our daily walk. Joshua's command was that God's word would not depart from the mouth of God's people day and night. Day and night. You see, that's how very important God's word is for us. And the Lord tells us that. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Now you're clean through the words which I have spoken unto you. Now in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17, we talked about that the other day. It says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Now, we understand what we're talking about when it's talking about praying without ceasing. I was thinking about that verse when I started this recording just a minute ago, and while I was waiting to begin speaking, I was praying. And and when you begin to serve the Lord and your daily walk begins to come into fruition, it begins to take charge of you, if you will, and you yield to it, you'll begin to pray all day long. You'll walk around talking with the Lord all day long. Now, I'm not saying that it's bad that you walk around and you're not praying with the Lord sometimes. Of course we do that. And that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is you won't have to be in a position of prayer to speak with the Lord, because God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And whether you have your body in a position of prayer and submission, which we should sometimes, you're still worshiping the Lord and talking with the Lord in spirit, you see. So praying without ceasing. When should I walk with the Lord? Constantly. We should understand that we need God's word in our life, and we should understand that, here's another verse in Deuteronomy, the Bible says, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. You see how important God's word, God says that his word is to us. And it even transfers over into the New Testament of how important God's word is to us. God's word is our lifeline to our Christianity and to our allegiance to him and to our service to him. It liveth and abideth forever. God's word is alive. You take a Bible and walk down in the middle of a crowd of people, and if you just hold that Bible down where nobody can see it, people will walk by you and won't even notice you, not one bit. But you take that Bible and hold it up in the air and not say one word, and just hold that book up in the air, and you watch the reactions that you get when people walk by, and you tell me that book is not alive. I street preach, and I know that book is alive. I know it lives. I know it has the power of God behind it and through it. And it does the same thing in our daily walk. That's why the book has to be incorporated into our daily walk. Now, when should I walk with the Lord? We should walk with him constantly. Now, in our busy schedules and our daily lives, it's necessary for Christian to set aside definite times each day for a devotional walk with the Lord. You do need to set devotional times, and there's several reasons why. Number one is because of how important it is in your walk, like we said. Secondly is because the enemy is so devoted to stopping you from doing that very thing. The enemy, you're going to notice that. And when you do start trying to be devoted to it and set a certain time, or, and don't worry about it. If you don't hit time on the mark. Don't worry about it. The devil's going to critique you no matter what you do. He's going to, if you hit the time on the mark, he's going to call you a hypocrite. If you don't hit the time on the mark, he's going to say you're a hypocrite. I mean, the devil's going to try to, he's so stinking low down and nasty that he's going to try to make you feel guilty or out of place with God's word all the time. So don't listen to him. The Lord doesn't upbraid men. He doesn't make fun of us for trying to serve him. So don't listen to the enemy. But when we do, we should attempt to set definite times for the Lord and devotional times and go into our closet and not let your left hand know what your right hand's doing and not let anybody else know and do and serve the Lord privately for several reasons. Number one, it concretes our devotion in our own mind. It helps us to understand that we are sincere about what we're doing, and it helps us to have a better relationship between us and the Lord, knowing that we're doing this because this is something we want the Lord to notice and the Lord to commend us for, and not ourselves or not anybody else. You see, there's and not trying to get the praise out of it ourselves. And definite times each day will solidify our. It'll help you to follow through, because it's already set aside. You see, and it's devoted to the Lord, and that's time that's given to the Lord. And once you set it, then all you have to do is keep it. You make a decision, make it your decision, and then stick to it. And the Lord will appreciate that, and you will appreciate that, and your devotional time, you will grow spiritually because of it. You will profit off of devotional time. Now, when should I talk with the Lord? We walk with him constantly, but we also set a definite time to where it's devoted to the Lord every day. And you see all other religions that are even fake and have no God, have no real God. They set devotional times for fake gods. Now, we have a living, wonderful, true, living, breathing God that's in heaven and promises that he hears us whenever we speak to him, and that we can come boldly to his throne and that he will hear us. And we have that promise, and we have written documents to prove it. So why not set it and follow through with it? And all it takes is discipline to serve the Lord. And it takes a fight. You have to fight, but you also have to fight serving the enemy too. You have to, you know, I mean, a drunk has to fight from picking the bottle up every day. A drug addict has to fight from picking up the needle every day and going and seeing the dope man. A whore has to fight. I mean, everybody, life is a fight. It's what you're devoted for and what you're going to resist. And Christianity is I'm not comparing that to the world, but it is. It's comparative to living. It's a fight. It's just a matter of what you're devoted to and who your Lord is. Now, as far as times every day, that times every day is a scriptural thing. There were men in the Bible that devoted times to the Lord. In Daniel chapter 6, verse 10, the Bible says, "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime." Now, we don't have to pray toward Jerusalem. That was a Jewish thing, and that was Old Testament, remember. They would pray. That was Mosaic, and they would pray toward the temple, remember, toward Jerusalem. And if they did that, then the Lord would hear them. That was an agreement. But that's not in the New Testament. But the principle is about devotional times. You see, Daniel thought enough of the Lord that he set times three times a day that he would go and do this. Now, also, Let's see here. So, you know, how many times did Daniel pray a day? He prayed three times a day. Now, I'm sure the Lord wouldn't be angry if you prayed four times a day. I mean, the Bible says pray without ceasing, but we're talking about devotional time set aside. I have actually one time that I set aside, and it can vary between, I don't know, 30 minutes and 4 hours, depending on the devotion itself, and to where I have devoted that particular time and left it open for the Holy Ghost to teach me. And if it goes 30 minutes or if it goes 4 hours, it's God's time. I have one. I don't have three. Let's see. The Berean church in Acts chapter 17 verse 11, the Bible says that these were more noble than those in Thessalonica. And how were they more noble? Well, it says in that they received the word with all readiness of mind. They wanted to know God's word. They were anxious to know God's word. And it says also, and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. It says that they put aside time daily to find out whether what the apostles were saying were indeed scriptural things that were being said. They counted the word of God so important that they backed everything in life up with the word of God, but they did it with a ready mind. They were ready. So see, they had daily, it said they searched the scriptures daily. It didn't say three times a day or one time a day. It just said daily. So you see, we need to have daily devotionals with the Lord, a daily walk with the Lord. And it is scriptural, and it's very important in our walk with the Lord. In 2 Timothy chapter 2:15, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Okay, so God not only recommends his word to us, encourages his word to us, but instructs us and commands us to be in his word. And to have a devotion with him. And it's not necessary, even though the Lord does get joy out of our devotion and joy out of seeing what his word does to us and does through us, and that it glorifies his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as we grow more mature in the word and closer to him. But helps us. It helps us. God's word helps us spiritually, physically, and mentally. God's word helps us and improves us and helps us to grow and helps you to quit being such a stinking heathen and to put off the old man and put on the new man. It helps us physically, helps us to take care of ourselves and instructs us to keep our temples for the temples of the Holy Ghost, keep our temples as best as they can be, even though they're vile bodies, we're to keep them. And the God's word encourages us to stop doing the things to hurt our bodies that we used to do. And I mean, just helps us all the way around. So when should I walk with God? Constantly. And we should set aside devotional times daily to do this. How often did the Berean Christians read the Word of God? They read it daily. Now, there's no prescribed time for your daily devotion. And the important thing is that you set aside a time and that you mean it. And you quit being a fake. And quit acting like you want to serve God, and if you mean it in your heart, then take action on it, do something. And when you start it, all you got to do is keep it up. That's all you got to do, and it's that simple. It's just like we said a minute ago. You do it privately, you know. It may be early in the morning. It may be after the family has left home for the day. For you women that are keeping the house like you're supposed to, and running the household, okay? And it may be during the during an undisturbed lunch break. It might be when the family's gone to bed. Who knows? But that you have, and you don't have to tell nobody. Matter of fact, the less people you get involved in your devotional time, the better it is, because the less the enemy has to use against you. Because don't you be stupid and think that the enemy wouldn't send somebody, cause a child to start crying or when he knows you're having a devotional, or cause your husband to get mad or your wife to get mad and start an argument, or don't you think the enemy doesn't do things like that? Because he does. You have to think like that, because it's true. Now, just make a decision. Make it your decision. And then stick to it. Now, when should I walk with God? We should walk with the Lord daily. Daily. And, you know, you ought to just, in these written lessons that I have, that I've offered to you before, on one page of it in this portion of our lesson, I have a little block there that's kind of like a signature block. And it says, having considered my family and my duties and my usual activities in the light of God's clear command, I now promise the Lord that I will set aside the following time each day for the purpose of Bible study and prayer. And, you know, you don't even have to put down a time or anything like that, but that you commit yourself. You commit yourself to the Lord. You say, Lord, I promise you that that I know that the enemy's going to try to stop me. I know that my flesh is going to try to stop me. I know that the world's going to try to stop me, because they hate your word and they hate me. They hated you, Lord, and you know all these things also. But as best as I know how, and with all the energy that I have, and even going against everything that's in me that doesn't want me to serve you and be devoted to you, I'm still going to be, and I'm going to fight it. And I promise you that I'll give you some time every day to devote to your word, and then do it. And don't listen to the enemy. Now, you're going to understand. You got to remember what I'm telling you now. When you devote your time to the Lord, and you devote study time to that word, and you devote time to pray and talk with the Lord, the devil's going to try to make you feel guilty about it. He's going to try to make you feel like a fake. He's going to try to make you think that God's not listening to you, and that he has no time for you. He's going to try to remind you of old sins that you've already confessed. He's going to, all of this stuff. And the whole purpose of it is to fight the battle to keep you from being in God's Word and from being devoted to the Lord and talking with the Lord. Because he knows that these things are what is profitable in a Christian's life, and what makes a Christian. He knows how that whenever you start doing that and you follow through, how it's going to make you stronger and how closer you're going to get to the Lord and how much stronger you're going to become against him. And these things are true. And the more that you do it, the more you're going to experience it. And the more you experience it, then the stronger you will get, and you will understand these things. So you ask any old saint that's devoted to the Lord about battling when it comes to a daily walk with the Lord, and watch his first reaction in his face or her face. They'll tell you. And it's just something that we have to grow. It's part of growing in the Lord. It's part of being a Christian, and it's part of being conformed into the image of Christ. And we have to do it on purpose. So there we go. Let me give you the scriptures for today concerning when should I walk with the Lord. Now, we didn't talk about a whole lot today, but we did talk about some very, very important things. and having to do with devotion and constantly walking with the Lord and having definite times each day and devotional times that we have dedicated to the Lord. And we've seen scripture where it backs it up, and we see the evidence in the Word of God where it has been done and it has been followed through with before. Joshua 1:8, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 through 9. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. Acts chapter 17, verse 11. And 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Now, the next recording, we're going to talk about how should I walk with God. We talked today about when should I walk with God. We're going to talk about how should I walk with God. And then we're going to talk about some rules for Bible study when we get into that. And then some teaching on prayer also. And talk about those things when we get to them. And we're going to learn. And these are things that help us. And things that the Word of God backs up. And things that we can do and have God's blessing behind it and His power behind it. I know that you want to serve the Lord, and I know you're sincere about it and that you mean business. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to these. And just don't let the enemy make you feel like you're a failure and that you're failing the Lord, because he's nasty. He's real nasty, and he'll tell you some things that'll just mess you up, man, if you listen to him. So don't listen to him, because God does not upbraid us, and he don't make fun of us for trying to serve him, and he don't slap us across the head every time we miss a devotion or this, that, and the other. You know, God knows our hearts, and he knows that we're fighting in our hearts and in our minds to want to serve him and not to leave the one that we love. And he knows these things. And we need to believe in our Lord, and also know that we have an enemy. So just keep on serving the Lord, and keep on loving him on purpose. We love him because he first loved us. Amen. All right. Well, you have a wonderful afternoon or morning or whatever it is that you're, what time it is, and I'll talk to you on the next recording. Bye-bye.